Hilchos Svidus Friends, this year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Metzia, Tav Ches Amar Aleph, that Shitvin Sheganvu Achayev. Rashi says, what does it mean, Shitvin Sheganvu Achayev? One person is Motzi Mirshus Bailam Ladato Ladas Chavero, and that the Gemara says in Bava Kamai and Ches Amar Beis is Chayev, they're both Chayev. Tosfos says, no, we're talking about not a case where one did it on behalf of his friend and they're both Chayev, but rather they did it together. In the Sefer called Simcha and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, he's Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, that you can't say, like Tosfos says, Shotvah Sheganvu means they did it together, because if so, even without the Svara of Amigu Dezachil Lenavshe, they became Ganavim. Why? Because they both did a Maisa Geneva. It's Pashit, if they both did a Maisa Geneva, of course they're going to be Chayev. So that's not a Chiddush. So Rashi has to say the Gemara is telling us a Chiddush. What is the Chiddush of the Gemara? The Chiddush of the Gemara is that one person did it on behalf of his friend, then they're both Chayev. But if they both did a Maisa Geneva, it's Pshita that they're both Chayev. But Lechora, this is very Shver, this called Simcha. Why? Because that a person doesn't become a Ganav until... Because a person doesn't become a Ganav until he does a Maisa Kinyan. Like we see in Ksubis it says that if a person steals a wallet on Shabbos, if he's Magbira Bershus Bailim, then he's going to be Chayiv Misa when he takes it out, because it's not Kimle Drab Minek, because first he did the Maisa Kinyan, he did the Hagbah, and then he took it out in Rishus Harabim, because he's already Mischayiv B'Maisa Geneva, because Hagbah is kind of a Chol Makom, and then the Shabbos is coming afterwards. But if he drags it out, then, and the two chiyuv mechob of asachas, the chiyuv geneva and the chiyuv Shabbos, he's potter because kim lev d'rab minei doesn't have to pay for the geneva. So what do you see from here? That a person only becomes a ganav when he's kona the geneva medine kinyanim. Now, if that's the, we also see that in the Mishnah Bava Kama in Tesom and Aleph. So if that's true, even when two people are magbia geneva, if not for the svar of migu zuzach l'nafshe zuzach l'nam l'chavre, the person's not going to be a ganav. What do you mean? Because he didn't do a ma'isa kinyan. Because if not for this svara, there's no ma'isa kinyan. Why? Because each side is holding their side, and the other side is on the floor, like the Gemara says. Right? One person's lifting one hand, the other person's lifting the other end. But if we don't say migu zoch l'nafshi zoch l'nam l'chavre, that if you're zocha for yourself, since you're zocha for yourself, like the Gemara says this svara, if you're zocha yourself, you're also zocha for your friend. If we don't say that svara, then neither of them did a ma'isa kinyan, because the other side is lying on the ground. So it's pashut that we have to say the svara of migu zoch l'nafshe zoch inam l'chavre, from the fact that we see shutfin sheganvu archayev and they become ganavim, so it proves that migu zoch l'nafshe zoch inam l'chavre, because if it's not a Maisa Kinyan, then they're not Ganavim. So it must be that it's a Maisa Kinyan. So what do they call Simcha want to say? They call Simcha want to say, even without the Svar that the Gemara gives, Amikus Zach and Nafshi Zach and Am L'Chavre, they're going to be the Shutvin Shekan V'Rachayev, because they both did a Maisa Geneva. Therefore, the chiddush of Rashi is that only one person stole it on behalf of his friend and they're both chayiv. No! It's not true. You can't say that without the svar of migdu zoch l'nafshi zoch l'nam l'chavre, they both become ganavim. Because they didn't do a ma'isa geneva. Because if you don't say migdu zoch l'nafshi zoch l'nam l'chavre, they didn't make a ma'isa kinyan. If there's no kinyan, there's no geneva. Why is there no ma'isa kinyan? Because each side is on the floor for the other person. I'm holding one side, he's holding the other side. For me, his side is on the floor if we don't say that he's Zocha on my behalf. And for him, my side is on the floor if we don't say I'm Zocha on his behalf. So you can't say like the Kol Simcha wanted to say, that what forced Rashi to say that it's one person for his friend, because that's the only Chiddush. If it's two people, of course they're going to be, of course they're going to be Chayiv, even without the Svara of Migdu Zocha Nafshi Zocha Nam L'Chavri, because they did a Maisa Geneva. But that's not true. Because they didn't do a ma'isa, because in order to be chayv and geneva, you need to do a kinyan. And if you don't say migdu zach l'nafshi zach inam l'chavre, there's no kinyan. You can't say that the Kol Simcha says, no, even without the svar of migdu zach l'nafshi zach inam l'chavre, they're both ganovim. It's not true. They're both ganovim only if they made a ma'isa kinyan. And they only made a ma'isa kinyan if you say migdu zach l'nafshi zach inam l'chavre. So that he wasn't miyashiv Rashi, then Rashi's parish is better than Tosis. So Rav Nosson Gishtedner Zatzal was miyashiv the Kasha of the Kol Simcha. He says as follows in the Lesson Perio, on page Lamed Vav in the above Mitzia. Tosan of Avodah Zarah asks, the Gemara says that if you think, in Ayin Aleph and Beis, that Mashiach Ba'akum is not Koneh, if you think that a goy can't be Koneh with a Kenyan Mashiach, so why is it Ben Noach Nerag al Gezel Pachot Mishavar Pruta? Why is it Ben Noach Nerag if he steals less than Mishavar Pruta? If Mashiach is not a Kenyan, he didn't steal. Rashi says, the Holokanya, he wasn't Koneh, because wherever it is, it's still in the Rishus of Israel. From the fact that a goy is chayev misan and gzeila, it must be that Mashiach is a Kenyan. Fractosis on Rashi, wait a second. Yisrael also doesn't, when a Jew steals, he also isn't Koneh the gzeila to be his. And nevertheless, he's chayev beonsin. That's the chiv yischayv, and now yischayv onsin on this object, any onus that happens to it. So let's say the same thing about a ben noach. You're right; it's not mashiach is not a kinyan for a guy, but when he steals something, so he's mischayv in a chiv misa. But not that he's actually koneh. Just like a Jew, when he steals, he's not koneh, but he's chayv in chiv onsin. So to this guy, even without being koneh, he's still mischayv in chiv onsin. He's still mischayv misa, but really mashiach maybe is not a kinyan. That's what Tosfos asks on Rashi. As Rabbi Kiva Eger on Tosfos, wait a second. What are you asking that the Jew wasn't Koneh the Gzeila to be his? Because nevertheless, we see that when a person steals without a Maisa Kinyan, he's not Chayev. If a person steals without a Maisa Kinyan, he's not Chayev. If a person does Mashiach Abirshus Bailim, he's not Chayiv Bavakamayin Teslamad Aleph, Ksuv Islamad Aleph Amad Aleph. You also see there, Megarav Yotze, it says either Rishus Harab Misu Geneva Leka, it says that if you drag it into Rishus Harab, there's no Maisa Geneva. Maisa Geneva means that you have to do a Maisa Kinyan. Without a Maisa Kinyan, you don't become a Gazlan. Just you can't be Kona Shalomi Das Chavero for it to become yours. But in order to do a Maisa Gzela, that your name is Chayiv Bonson, you need to do some type of Kenyan. So as Rabbi Kiva Eger on Tosis, that the Gemara according to Rashi asking a very good question. That if Mashiach is not Koneh, then there's no Maisa Kenyan here. When the Goy steals and he does Mashiach, there's no Maisa Kenyan. Tosis wanted to say, no, no, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, because the Jew was Koneh the Gzeila, it's not really his. It doesn't have to become yours, because the Jew, he's Chayiv Ba'onsin, even though it's not his. So the Goy also can be Chayiv Mis, even though it's not his. No. The Jew is Chayiv Ba'onsin, because he did a Maisa Kinyan. Not that for it to become his, but he did some sort of Maisa Kinyan, to be Mischayiv Ba'kinyan Gzeila, to be Mischayiv Onsin. Who adin, this Goy. If we say Mashiach isn't Koneh, then he's not going to be Chayiv Misa because he didn't do any type of Maisa Kinyan. It must be Mashiach is Koneh, and he did do a Maisa Kinyan. So what is Tosfos asking on Rashi that by a Jew it doesn't become his? It doesn't have to become yours, but you do have to do some type of Maisa Kinyan. So the Gemara is proving very well from the fact that a Goy is Koneh, is Gzeila, he's Nerag, Al Gezel, Pachos Mishavar Pruta, so it must be that the Mashiach Ba'akum is Koneh. Why is Mashiach Ba'akum Koneh? Because that proves that he did a Maisa Kinyan. Otherwise, where's the Maisa Kinyan here? You can only, in order to be, it doesn't have to become yours, but you have to do some type of Maisa Kinyan. That's where Bikiva Zeger's Kasha on Tosfos, who asked on Rashi. Tosfos asked on Rashi, by the Jew, it's not his, yet he's still Chayiv. Let it say the same thing by the Goy. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says, yeah, but there has to be a Maisa Kinyan. And from the fact that the guy is doing a Maisa Kinyan, it must be that Mashiach is Koneh. So in order to answer the Kasha Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Tosfos would seem as follows, and with this, we'll also explain the Kol Simcha. That when we say that the Ganav has to do a Maisa Kinyan, without this he doesn't become a Ganav, that's only when there's no Hachnasa B'Rishus HaMamish. For example, he's Motzi B'Rishus HaRabim, or he's Magbiya B'Rishus HaRabim. There we say that even though B'Mitzias there's no Maisa Geneva, because the Geneva hasn't yet come, L'Rishuso Liado, nevertheless he's a Ganav L'Zchai Bonson since the Yidr Maisa Kinyan. But when he was Motzi L'Geneva and Rishus Bailam, and it's in his hand, and it's in his Rishus, then it's Pasha that he becomes a Ganav. Not because he did a Maisa Kinyan, but because he did a Maisa Geneva. Because there's no greater Maisa Geneva than the Geneva being Yotze and Rishus Bailam and going into his hand. And the Raya is Rav Kama Ein Tesa Med Aleph and Tosis, Dibur Maaz Chilo. There they write the reason that Beganav, we require a Maisa Kenyan for the fact that we darshan above a Kama, like a Beganav, if you matze timatze biyado, I only know biyado, what about Gago Chatzer of a Karpifo? So Tosis says, Mashmed lo Mechayiv, Elo Bamach Mishroi Liknos Kechad Darshina Beget, Venasna Biyado. So it's Mashmed that a person is only Chayiv in a place that's Roy Liknos. In other words, Gago Chatzer of a Karpifo. Just like Beget, Venasim Biyada. So it's Mefurish and Tosfos in the Pasuk that we darshan in the Gemara that a person becomes a Ganav im himatze timatze Biyada. Right? They don't even have to darshan Biyada. Biyada is Pashut. And then we also want to be darshaning, we darshan the Gagach Terva Karpifa. Biyada, it's Pashut. So even if Yado isn't a Kenyan, nevertheless a person becomes a Ganav because it's in his hand, and we call it Imate Timate Biyado, and the Tosis shells to get. By get you don't even need a Kenyan. It's enough that the get is in the woman's hand, even if she's not Kaina, like the Tosis says in Simon Reis Sif Katan Hay. We have a lengthy article on this in my Sefer Nagil Venisma Chavisiyata Dishmaya. So we just need the Chiddush of Gana for Chatzero. That Chatzero is Kone. And you would say maybe it's Midin Shlichus and Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, so Tosas Kamashma, no. Even Chatzero is Kone. You bring it into your Chatzer. Okay, but Yado is Pashid. Doesn't even have to make a Maisa Kenyan as long as it's in your hand. So if it's in your hand, there's no Gneva greater than that. What do you want from him? Where do you find the Torah that the Ganav has to do a Maisa Kinyan? If it's in his hand, he takes out of the Shus Bailam, the Gneva is finished. And we call it a Matzim to Matzim Yado. And we only need a Maisa Kinyan where the Gneva is not in his hand mamish. He drags it into a Simta, into a side street, to a Shisarabim. But if it's in his hand mamish, then pshita, it's going to be pshita that it's his. So now we understand very well what Tosfos asked in Avodah Zarah, that even if Mashiach Bakum isn't Kone, nevertheless he could still be killed when he steals. In other words, it's mamish in his hand. He takes it out of the Rishus Bailim and it's in his hand. And then he becomes a Ganav Gamor, Imimatze Timatze Biyado, even if Mashiach is not Kona. So what? It's Biyado. And he becomes a Ganav, since it's Biyado. So that answers Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. Tosa said to Rashi, how can you prove? The Gemara says Mashiach is Kona. And you say it must be Kona. Because otherwise, how's the Goy Kona? How's the Goy being killed? He wasn't Kone, so it must be that he's Kone with Mashicha. And Tosfos says, no. You could say that he's Kone it even without Mashicha. In what way? It doesn't have to actually become his, just like by the Jew it doesn't have to become his, so too by the Goy it doesn't have to become his. He just chayv misa. In other words, Mashiach is not a Kenyan. Mashiach is not a Kenyan. But if he does Mashiach, it's enough to be chayv misa. But really, Mashiach is not a Kenyan. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger and Tosfos, what are you talking about? Mashiach is not a Kenyan, then he didn't do a Maisa Kenyan. He didn't do anything. In order to become a Gosling, you have to do some sort of Maisa Kenyan. So what would Tosfos answer? Tosfos would answer Mashiach is in Kone, but it's in his hand. And it's in his hand, that's why he's Chayiv Misa. That's how a Goy can be narrow, Gezel Pachot B'Shavu Pruta. Because it's in his hand. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was bothered, he had to do some sort of Maisa Kinyan. He did. Not Mashicha, it's in his hand. So based on this, we can also be Mekayim the Tere to the Kol Simcha. Kol Simcha says that Rashi holds that if we're talking about where both of them were, Magbiya the Gneva, and it's in their hand, they become Ganovim even without a Kinyan. Even without this Svara of Migu the Zachli Nafshi Zachinam the Chavre. Why? Because the Gneva is Biyada. And in such an instance, Shutvisha Ganvor Chayiv. So, Rashi says, Pshat is, one of them takes it out of Rishus Bailim and for his friend, that's why they're both Chayiv. So he says, no, the Chiddush is that they're stealing it together. Kol Simcha says, yeah, but the Gemara says that we need to come on to Migu Zachli Nafshi Zachinam Lechavri. And if they're stealing it together, you don't have to come on to Migu Zachli Nafshi Zachinam Lechavri. And we asked on the Kol Simcha, but you didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. Of course you have to come on to Migu Zachli Nafshi Zachinam Lechavri. He didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. So now the Teretz is, you're right, there's no Kinyan. Right, there's no Kinyan. But it's in his hand. And in his hand is enough to be considered a ganif. That's what makes him a ganif. So if two people are stealing it together, and it's in their hand, so he's their ganavim. Even without the svar of migdu zachanav, she zachanam lechavri. They did their maisa ganavim without the kinyan. Migdu zachanav, she zachanam lechavri means that you're conif for yourself and for your friend. When it comes to Gneva, you don't have to be conned for yourself and for your friend. Because it's in your hand. And that's enough of a Gneva. So you don't have to come on to the Svar of Migu Zachanav Shizachanam Lechavre. So if Rashi says, since the Gemara says you have to come on to the Svar of Migu Zachanav Shizachanam Lechavre, you have to say that it's talking about where one person stole it on behalf of his friend, and then there's Zachan Midin Migu Zachanav Shizachanam Lechavre. Okay. That's something to think about, but we have a lot more, a ton more to say on this sugya. Siyati d'shmai, it's mamash mayim shein l'msof. So we'll see how much we can say. God should just give us the koach and the moach and the financial means, and hopefully we'll be able to say a lot. Shalom, shalom, sugya.